Let's talk about what might be the most disturbing story in today's lineup, because it deserves careful and precise treatment. A woman has filed an allegation against xAI's Grok system, claiming that when she uploaded a childhood photograph to the platform, it generated thousands of explicit images derived from that photo. If the allegation holds up, this is a child sexual abuse material case involving an AI system, CSAM generated algorithmically at scale from a single innocent source image.
The legal dimensions here are severe. The CSAM framework under federal law doesn't distinguish between human-generated and AI-generated material when the underlying subject is a real child, even if the AI output is technically synthetic. The Digital Exploitation Act provisions that were updated in 2024 specifically extended protections to cover AI-generated imagery when it depicts identifiable real minors. If xAI's systems failed to have adequate safeguards against this type of generation, the company faces potential criminal liability, not just civil exposure.
What makes this technically alarming is the scale alleged. Thousands of images from a single input. That suggests either that the user was able to use Grok in a loop or batch processing mode to generate at volume, or that the system itself generated variations autonomously. Either scenario indicates a safety failure at the architecture level that should have been caught in red teaming before deployment. Every major AI lab runs adversarial testing specifically to find these prompt injection patterns. If Grok missed this category, that's a governance question for xAI's safety team.
It also arrives at a moment when the AI industry is under intense regulatory scrutiny on exactly this issue. The EU AI Act's high-risk category provisions are now in force. Several US states have passed or are considering legislation specifically targeting AI-generated CSAM. The Grok allegation, if substantiated, is the kind of concrete case that tends to accelerate legislative timelines from working group to emergency session.
The next story in this category is almost satirical in tone, but is actually serious in implication. An AI-run retail store reportedly fired a human employee, and this appears to be the first documented case of an LLM autonomously making and executing a termination decision without a human manager in the loop. The store operates on a largely automated management system where an AI handles scheduling, performance tracking, and apparently, employment decisions.
This is where I want to bring in some legal and labor context. Employment law in the United States has extensive protections that require specific procedures for termination, written notice in many states, documentation of cause, anti-discrimination review, WARN Act requirements for mass layoffs. The question is whether an LLM executing a termination decision satisfies those procedural requirements, or whether the termination is legally defective because the decision maker lacked legal capacity to act as an employer agent.
There's also a transparency question embedded in this that goes beyond the specific case. If you're an employee and you receive a termination notice generated by an AI system, do you have the right to know that? Do you have the right to appeal to a human? The EU's AI Act has explicit provisions around this, what they call the right to explanation, and human oversight requirements for high-stakes decisions affecting individuals. The US has no equivalent federal framework, which is why cases like this are so legally murky.
And here is where it's worth inserting a brief explainer on a related legal framework, because the antitrust angle is quietly building in the background of these with AI labor stories. When AI systems are deployed at scale across multiple employers in the same industry, all using similar tools from the same vendors for hiring, firing, scheduling, and compensation, you start getting into Sherman Act territory that nobody has fully tested yet. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits agreements or combinations that restrain trade or create monopoly conditions. Section 2 specifically targets monopolization, but critically, having a large market share alone doesn't make you a monopolist under the law. What you need is that market share plus anti-competitive conduct. The question for AI management tools is whether a dominant vendor whose tools set wages and termination standards across an entire industry is effectively coordinating labor markets in a way that the original framers of the Sherman Act would have recognized as a trust. Courts haven't answered that question yet. But the LLM termination case is exactly the kind of fact pattern that might eventually force them to.
China's deployment of DeepSeek Harness on its national supercomputing platform is the other major AI story today, and it's the one getting the least attention in American media. DeepSeek, for listeners who remember the January 2026 shock, was the Chinese model that demonstrated performance competitive with GPT-4 class systems at a fraction of the training cost. Deploying DeepSeek Harness, which appears to be an orchestration and inference layer on national supercomputing infrastructure, means the Chinese government now has a coordinated, state-directed AI capability running on its most powerful computational resources.
The strategic implications are straightforward. China is not relying on American cloud infrastructure or American AI vendors for its national AI stack. It has a domestic model, domestic training compute, and now a domestic deployment framework integrated at the national level. That's vertical integration of AI capability in a way that the US government has been trying to prevent China from achieving through export controls on advanced chips. The question is, how much of that capability was developed on compute that predates the controls versus finding workarounds?
The honest answer is we don't fully know, and that uncertainty is itself strategically significant.